With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new poll finds that Americans seem to like Attorney General Pam Bondi. Correspondent Ken Lorman crunches the numbers.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Bondi favorably, 26% holding a very favorable impression, 38% view Bondi unfavorably, 24% aren't sure. And according to the survey, 3 months into her tenure as America's top law enforcement official, Bondi has made a more favorable impression on voters than her predecessor. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The National Taxpayers Union Foundation says data proves that tax cuts do not disproportionately affect the poor.
Going back to Reagan's tax cuts, Bush's tax cuts, and Trump's tax cuts, the tax code is getting more and more progressive. We're shifting a much greater burden of the income tax burden onto the wealthier incomes. And a lot of people, lower income earners, have been relieved from a lot of that.
That's spokesman Damian Brady making his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Arizona GOP Congressman Andy Biggs calls President Trump's first 100 days in office a multifaceted attempt to restore constitutional republicanism.
When I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about what the founders intended. They intended a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
Congressman Biggs spoke also with the Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have agreed and argued that legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. The 151st running of the Kentucky Derby is now in the history books with Sovereignty as your winner. This is SRN News. Social media is becoming a problem for adolescents, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kennedy Center in Washington has canceled events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. This move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. The president has vowed to roll back all federal promotion of the LGBT agenda that was established by Joe Biden. The World Pride event runs May 17th through June 8th. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Visa is hoping to hand your credit card to an AI agent. John Scott explains.
This agent could find and buy clothes, groceries, airplane tickets, and other items on your behalf. Set a budget and some preferences, and the AI assistant can make the purchases. Visa announced its new AI credit card plan this week after months of working behind the scenes with leading AI chatbot developers such as Anthropic, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Pilot projects have begun, but it could take some time before average credit card users can ask an AI assistant to order their weekly grocery list. John Scott reporting.
ExxonMobil's profit declined in the first quarter, partly by weaker crude prices. Its earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street's expectations, but revenue missed estimates. The company earned $7.71 billion, or $1.76 per share, that for 3 months ending March 31st. You'll find breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.